You are listening to Real Talk, the weekly podcast that offers you success advice and practical pointers that enable you to unlock your phenomenal power and confidently step into your full potential. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, here to inspire you to have the confidence to live the life you deserve. Hey everybody, hope you're all well. Real Talk is back. I've been away for a couple of weeks, but I'm back with a bang. And this week I am talking about holding out waiting. Reason why we don't need to know how, and why we spend so much time putting things off because of how. Now, it's no secret that I took a huge pivot in my life by leaving a major role as a corporate CEO to establish my own coaching practice. What wasn't general knowledge, however, was that I really hadn't fully decided what my new business would look like and what my niche or expertise, area of expertise, would be. I just knew that my future didn't include my current corporate role. So during the transition, one of the most important learnings that actually revealed itself for me is what it really takes to manifest that really big vision that you have for your own life. Now, what I've learned over the course of my practice while I've been coaching is that many women I know play small in their lives, really holding themselves back from the dreams that really mean something to them. They think they need to have everything all planned out before they can commit, before they act on their vision. And there's so many times we sabotage our success because we're trying to figure out all the finite, infinite details of the how before we allow ourselves to move forward. So things like, how will my family react if I make this decision? How do I know it's the right decision? How do I know this will work? How do I know people will like my business? How will people perceive my actions? And all these things stop us. It's all how. So we're holding out waiting for the right time, the right signal. But the truth of the matter is, that you have to take the first step before you can even begin of finishing the race. The decision to take that step is the first thing that happens. That's the thing you need to do. The how comes later. And as women, we're incredibly adept at focusing on the how and not making the decision that will put us on the road to success. Now, I've been reading the book Playing Big by Tara Moore, and she calls these actions hiding. And from personally, I became really well acquainted with them over the past few months. So the first thing was ever more education, aka I need a degree. We tell ourselves we're not qualified enough or don't have enough experience to make the move. So we stay on the education hamster wheel. We just keep going round in circles because we're just not bright enough. We just don't have it right. Then we look at omitting our story. We have a great story to tell in our own personal journey that we can share, that we're fearful of the reaction, so we overcomplicate our plan to hide our vulnerability. And I've been incredibly guilty of that, the fact that I've always hidden the history I had of domestic abuse and how it impacted my life. So I don't think anybody wants to hear that, but actually, yeah, they do, because from my resilience and how I've worked, I rose to what I've become. So, but I spent a lot of time hiding behind what I think people didn't want to hear, my story, but they do. Then there's the overcomplicating and endless polishing. We keep perfecting our plans. You know this, it's never quite right. We tweak it, we make a change. The ending has to be different. We give ourselves five different endings. We rearrange it, we talk to somebody. Our plans are, we keep perfecting it because we feel our plans are never ready. But really, we're just hiding. We're holding out waiting because we're trying to work out what the right signal is for us to make that move. The next one is sequencing. And mentally, we give ourselves an order that things have to happen. And if it doesn't follow that sequence, we can't, we won't, we don't make that move forward. So, you know, I need to get this degree before I do that step. I need to get this job, or this person needs to say this, say yes to this before I make that move. And all the time, it's holding us back. Then there's designing at the whiteboard. We keep rewriting our plan without seeking feedback from our intended audience or market. So we have this plan, but we keep rewriting it when we haven't actually sought out any information to say, is it right? Now, as I said, my biggest hardest action was omitting my own personal story of domestic abuse and how I had to build my own self-confidence to become the success I am today. And as I'm saying this, I feel a little bit of vulnerability because, you know, I'm still sharing and it's still very fresh for me, the sharing, not the situation. So in order to move forward, I took a step to share my story, an action that Tara calls leaping. And a few weeks ago, I spotted a request for author contributions for an anthology with the offer of feedback if your submission was unsuccessful. So on a whim, I submitted a piece sharing my experiences and journey to date about embracing who I am and totally forgot about it, not even thinking or believing I'd be accepted. I really just wanted the feedback because I'm a fledgling writer. But recently I was reminded of my action when confirmation that my piece was to be published popped up in my email. This is my first piece as a contributing author. It's small, it's very small, but it's given me the motivation that my life detour is not a fool's errand. So the lesson from me this week, when you stop trying to predict every step of the journey and you just start following the path as it unfolds, your life will transform faster than you ever thought possible. So my questions to you this week are, what's your hiding strategy? What hiding strategy are you using to hold yourself back? What one action could you take in the next 7 days to move yourself close to your goal, to make you believe in yourself? So, and to stop holding out waiting. So that's my lesson for the week. As I said, if you love what you hear, and I know you do, keep on subscribing, sharing, reviewing and commenting on iTunes. That's the way I get to move up the rankings, so I'm eternally grateful for that. I also have a new ebook, I know I'm still writing, The 13 Strategies to Elevate Your Career. The show note, I'll put the link in the show notes, but you can just go to my website, janicesutherland.com, and download a free copy there. And if you want more hints, tips and advice on how to embrace your own phenomenalness, get that word out, just link up with me on my Facebook page, I Am Janice Sutherland, or Instagram under I Am Janice Sutherland. So until next week, as ever, ladies, be bold, be fearless, be phenomenal, be you. Until next time.